lovely time of year.
Seems like it's coming fast now, too.
It's coming on quickly. My own notes would be that we are at our first peak of color. We're going to hear what the kids have to say today. We're going to start in Ely. Mariah Jeske is the teacher up there, and we welcome them back for a second year of reports from Ely.
Hello, this is the phenology report for the Ely area for the week of September 24th through 28th. My name is Patrice, and I am reporting from the 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Last week, we had a high of 64 degrees on the 24th and a low of 28 degrees on the 29th. We have been having some hard frosts. Lauren reported a thin sheet of ice on her sidewalk the morning of the 29th. Last Friday, we had some freezing rain that sounded like hail as it hit the windows, according to Sylvia, and several students commented that it snowed for a short bit during the Friday football game. The rain is continuing, and Eli's observation was that it has been real wet the last week. We calculated that we are now at 11 hours and 41 minutes of daylight. It is definitely feeling like fall with all the leaves changing color. Outside the school, we are observing the phenophases of two trees, and the red maple is the only tree that has 50% or greater of leaves colored. The American basswood and silver maple's leaves have barely started to change yet. Both Hunter and Emma mentioned that they are seeing lots of leaves change in red, orange, and yellow in color. Sylvia said the red maples have some of the most vibrant red-colored leaves. Senya, Karina, and Bella all commented that the flowers and hostas in their yard have been dying because of the frost. Some signs of fall are also showing up in animal behavior. The chickadees are very active, observed by Raina and Ava. Several students mentioned seeing chipmunks catching seeds and getting ready for winter. Silas said a deer was eating apples from a neighbor's apple tree. Evelyn has observed that thrush are migrating. It has been chilly lately, and we are hoping for some warmer temps before winter. Thanks for listening to the Ely Phenology.
Nice job, Patrice. Lots of good information there. It sounds like the trees are turning color up there, save the basswood and the silver maple. Yeah, the silver maple at my house hasn't begun to change yet either. It's still bright green. Chipmunks are definitely grabbing the last of their food for their long winter nap, and they'll be waking up occasionally during the night, during the winter, to eat a little bit, but back to sleep for them.